Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons is on our newsline. Mike, this agreement stops the U.S. joint military exercises with South Korea. Do you have any concerns about that?
Well, Steve, I don't. I think we've postponed them before and during times when we've negotiated with them. They're temporary. They can be quickly turned back on. They're not necessarily war games either. They're defensive-type operations where we bring in some of the strategic weapons. We deploy other soldiers from all parts of the military that come and play. But it's not necessarily an offensive operation. But the bottom line is I don't think that it will set the training back. And from a postponement perspective, it's okay.
How about President Trump saying he wants to remove U.S. troops from South Korea? Could that leave the South too vulnerable?
Yeah, I think that's eventually coming, Michael. I do think that he's going to want troops there once he finds out that this deal is going down in a way that we can verify that they're denuclearizing. I think 28,000 troops will not have a mission there if there's not this threat in North Korea. So I do believe he feels that those troops are not going to be there in forming and doing something that's of use. You can argue there's 600,000 troops in the north. There's over 350,000 in the south. The 28,000 that we have there don't really make that much of a difference.
Mike, from a military standpoint, do you agree with critics who say that this whole agreement is too vague, that there's nothing really pinned down?
I think you've got to look at this from a military perspective as the start of what could be a long process. I'd like to see the demilitarization of the 38th parallel start. If they're going to do this to their nuclear arsenal, then they're going to have to do it to some of their conventional forces across the border. So I think the military looks at this with a wary eye and recognizes that it can quickly be turned back on. Now the North Korean conventional capability is very much diminished. It wasn't the same as it was 20 years ago. It probably its high point. Old Russian equipment that's been used. And I think that from our perspective, once you take the nuclear threat out of there, they really don't have a conventional threat at all.
Mike, the two leaders also discussed recovering the remains of U.S. servicemen missing from the Korean War, and South Korea's pledged to help with that. How many POWs are we talking about still, and what kind of logistics would go into recovering those remains?
That's a key point. We've got about 5,300 missing American service members that we believe are recoverable in North Korea. We started efforts back during the Bush administration, and they were stopped because we couldn't keep the team safe. So they had been going on for a while. It would be a very tangible result of this meeting if we can get that effort started again, helping service families and service members and families who had lost loved ones there. So I think the veterans organizations are going to start ramping that up. You know, this was the way that we really jump-started our relationship back with Vietnam after the Vietnam War in the mid-'80s. John McCain, in fact, took groups over there to try to recover service member veterans, and I think this would be a good way to jumpstart the relationship.
Mike, is there an assumption that North Korea may know where remains are buried, perhaps in makeshift shallow graves?
I think there's that assumption. There's satellite pictures that have known places where that pilots have gone down. I mean, in most cases, we're talking pilots, pilot crews. Very few of the ground troops that are there. We didn't get too far north inside of North Korea, but we've got a pretty good idea as to where some of those remains are.
Mike, great insight. Thanks. CBS News military analyst and retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.